The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition of Happier Happy Hour. We made it all the way to the quitting time. For many of our listeners, some still, you know, pulling a shift at their desk. Others well on their way to the bar, Dom. What are you drinking?
Oh, me? Come on, man. It's happy hour. Tequila.
Nice.
Very
nice.
Very basic. You know me.
Little hair of the dog?
No, I was actually pretty well behaved last night. I didn't get out.
You went to a concert at the Dolly Rottens and then passed out in your bed trying to catch the last parts of the replay of the State of the Union address.
I had a couple of drinks at the Dolly Rottens concert at the X-Ray Arcade in Cudahy. Love that place. I saw Fancy Brian and Chris and you know, I got to see the band again. Very nice folks. Super fun. But it was a long day, man. You know, I mean, do the whole thing and didn't even crawl into bed till 12:04 a.m. after up at, 5:30 in the morning and doing all the things that I do. So it was, I slept very well last night and I was happy to fall asleep to the State of the Union speech by President Joe Biden.
Oh, don't put it like that. People are going to
exceeded my expectations.
Thinking you were implying that Joe put you to sleep. Anything
well,
but
at that point, anything would put me to sleep.
The tequila put you to sleep. The late hour put you to sleep, but it wasn't the president's speech that put you to sleep. Not this night. Not my president.
While the president was speaking, it was not the speech that made me sleepy. It was my lifestyle.
You know, because it was strange after I saw that Republican response, couldn't sleep for hours. Very unsettling. The Katie Britt response, very unsettling.
We do have some sound of that as well. And we do have a few more cuts. I think I want to get to Nate from the president's speech last night. Again, thank you so much. We have lots and lots of sound. Certainly not going to get to it all. But Gaza, of course, became an issue. And I think we should probably play that as well, along with the conclusion of the speech from the president last night. So let's get to it. Of course, callers, be patient. We will get to you, 844-967-2789. Nate, let's start with cut number 40. The president at the State of the Union talking about protecting Gaza civilians. Cut 40, please.
Israel also has a fundamental responsibility, though, to protect innocent civilians in Gaza.
Yes, yes. Let's keep going. Cut 41.
I pledge to all the families that we will not rest until we bring every one of your loved ones home.
Talking about the hostages and working towards a ceasefire, cut 42.
I've been working nonstop to establish an immediate ceasefire that will last for 6 weeks to get all the prisoners released, all the hostages released, to get the hostages home and ease the intolerable and humanitarian crisis and build toward an enduring, something more enduring.
The peer, as we've mentioned in the past, cut 43, please, Nate.
I'm directing the U.S. military to lead an emergency mission to establish a temporary pier in the Mediterranean on the coast of Gaza that can receive large shipments carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters. No U.S. boots will be on the ground. A temporary pier will enable a massive increase in the amount of humanitarian assistance getting into Gaza every day.
Israel must allow more humanitarian aid, according to the president last night. Cut 44, please, Nate.
Israel must allow more aid into Gaza to ensure humanitarian workers aren't caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, how about a two-state solution? Cut 45.
For the leadership of Israel, I say this. Humanitarian assistance cannot be a secondary consideration or a bargaining chip. Protecting and saving innocent lives has to be a priority. As we look to the future, the only real solution to the situation is a two-state solution over time.
And apparently after the speech last night, when he got done and he worked the room until they started flicking the lights because everyone else went home, and Sleepy Joe still at it, going. I mean, he was riding high, baby.
Politician's politician, man. He loves the people. He loves
and he's
the game.
In Pennsylvania right now, President Biden is. Let's jump down. Let's talk about the age thing. He did address it. I haven't heard the specifics cuts here, so let's go to cut number 15, Nate. Again, President Biden last night at the State of the Union.
I know it may not look like it, but I've been around a while. When you get to be my age, certain things become clearer than ever. I know the American story.
Yes. What about the future, Joe? Tell me about the future. Cut 51.
I see a future where defending democracy, you don't diminish it. I see a future where we restore the right to choose and protect our freedoms, not take them away.
I thought Joe did a great job last night. Exceeded my expectations, and although I did fall asleep, it was to be expected. It was late.
32 million observed last night on 14 major TV networks. Actually, Fox News led the way. 5.6 million viewers on the Fox, about 5 million on CBS, and so on from there. MSNBC had like 4.5 million. But a lot of networks covering the State of the Union address. A lot of you watched, especially if you're 55 or older. But only 1 in 5 observers was under 55 years old. And it was a very small number when you talk about like the 18 to 34 demographic, the prime sales demographic. Well, the young persuadables, are they persuadable? Question mark. They didn't tune in to Joe's speech last night. Waiting for it to hit the podcast, maybe, Dom. Waiting for the transcript. Yeah. I knew you'd go there. 844-967-2789. Beth from Valparaiso, Indiana. Welcome, Beth. What was your impression last night?
Hey, Beth.
Hi, guys. Good to talk to you again. I feel pretty much just like you guys did. I was very impressed with Joe, and I was totally appalled at that Stepford wife lady. And I just wanted to say, though, I had a little Friday grievance regarding the press treatment of this. I noticed that some time ago you guys changed from Associated Press Hourly News to CBS or something. And I think that's good because AP has gotten weirder and weirder about being right-wing swinging, you know? And here's what they did today. I was listening part of the day doing chores, listening to WCPT in Chicago, and they have AP News at the top of the hour. And usually, you know, when they do that hourly news, the stories change each hour and they kind of mix it up a little bit. But today, here's what they did every hour for at least 5 hours. The top story was, former President Trump says this might be the worst State of the Union address that's ever been. And then they did a strange, obtuse quote from Joe, which was pretty good, but had a weird ending. I don't remember exactly what it was. And then the next thing they said was, GOP response, so-and-so said, and they gave her only quote that sounded rational, you know, like, our commander-in-chief is not in command. And it's like, are you kidding me? Like, they are laying the ground. They're acting as if we should give a crap what Trump thinks about anything, and like he's still in charge or something, or like he's just going to win, so just shut up and face it, you know? I am just so angry about that. And I think we might, but the way these guys are acting with that, you know, that North Carolina governor thinking women shouldn't vote and all the other stuff that's going on, we just very may well wipe the floor with these guys in November, and I hope we do.
Yeah, I hope so.
I certainly hope from your lips to God's ears. Beth, a couple of thoughts. As a guy who used to own a radio station, AP News was a favored news source for us. Before that, it was Westwood One. Sometimes you make decisions for very practical reasons. Things like AP News does not run 24 hours, or their trade out of advertising for the right to receive their news sometimes includes things like MediShare, which is a biblical replacement for insurance, which was something when we did run AP News and I was part of Civic Media, back when that was something I had some impact on. That was also problematic about the AP News. But AP as a news outlet actually has a reputation of being straight down the middle. In practical delivery of their news, they don't deliver news 24 hours a day. And we're in the news business all hours of the day.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know when I was a political campaigner years ago, I used to be an organizer on the toxics campaign for Greenpeace. And you know, we used to consider AP to be, like you said, a real straight down the middle kind of source, you know, so I just hope they're not swinging too bad. But I was really mad at that because all day long they were acting like that was the top story instead of just reporting on the speech. You know, it's really annoying.
Well, Beth, the other practical aspect of that, and we can tell this as guys who used to do radio, sometimes like the cart gets stuck. This might be like a technical error that hasn't been identified on a local level yet. You might want to call our friends at WCPT, tell Matt Crudy sent you, and tell him his AP News has been playing the same all day long. The cart might be stuck. You know, stuff, weird little stuff like that happens in the radio industry.
Sausage making kind of stuff. I mean,
could be. I can't believe the Associated Press hasn't freshened their news all day.
And thank you for the call, Beth. And I think you bring up an interesting point that I think a lot of folks like AP and other just, you know, fact-based trying to give it out there. How do you deal with, you know, both sides-ism when you have, you know, Donald Trump and Joe Biden? You know, Donald Trump is a different beast. He's got all sorts of, obviously, headwinds and trials. He's a convicted, civil rapist, I guess we would call it. I don't know what the actual answer is to provide a good news sense and service while giving equal footing to a criminal like Trump and a lifelong politician like Biden.
Well, I didn't like the fact the AP had insurance replacement. You bought 1-800-BIBLE. Now,
yeah, weird stuff. Thank you for that.
After the big successful State of the Union address, you know what Joe Biden's doing next? He's coming back to Milwaukee. Do you come here often? Joe Biden's going to be in Milwaukee on Wednesday, then off to Saginaw, Michigan on Thursday. He's on the campaign trail. I'll hope to bring you coverage from inside the room whenever we figure out where the room's at in Milwaukee Wednesday. More Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the greatest radio show ever, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Join us on the line. Celebrate 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. But we have been talking about Senator Britt from Alabama, who gave the response speech to Joe Biden's State of the Union last night. It was strange, very emotional, up and down delivery.
It was a roller coaster. I laughed. I cried.
It was. I don't know, man. But we have some of the sound, and if you haven't heard it, I want to give you a little flavor of it. Nate did the hard work. Let's get to it. Senator Britt, youngest senator, right? First female senator from Alabama. Let's hear cut number 54, her take on Bidenomics.
The American people are scraping by while President Biden proudly proclaims that Bidenomics is working. Goodness, y'all. Bless his heart. We know better.
Down south, bless his heart is not a compliment. That's like, he's so stupid, bless his heart. That is a backhanded slight. That's an F Joe Biden kind of right there, just so you know, folks, because I lived down south for a while, and if they say that about you, they're not saying nice things.
Oh, man, that was a term we used on the farm when I was a kid for folks we didn't like. I think that's kind of universal when it's underhanded like that. Senator Britt on the IVF support. Wasn't it from Alabama? Let's hear her take on that one. Cut 55.
We want families to grow. It's why we strongly support continued nationwide access to in vitro fertilization.
But she also has this twisted ideology that she identifies an IFE embryo as a person. And Maggie Dawn brought that to my attention. She might have effectively denied it in the rebuttal last night, but she specifically has this advocacy that these are humans. And it's this twisted Alabama Supreme Court ruling that brings this asinine question to the fore at this moment in history, Dom. And hence the housewife from Alabama to respond because of the IVF. Because she's a mother, Dom. Tupperville said, you know, she's a housewife. That's why she's up there.
Curtis, she goes on to proclaim the American dream. Well, it's not dead, as Trump told us, Curtis. But apparently, for the senator, it's a nightmare. Cut 56.
The American dream has turned into a nightmare for so many families. The true unvarnished state of our union begins and ends with this. Our families are hurting.
Stop hurting your family. You make $184,000 a year at your day job. What, you can't feed them down at the Piggly Wiggly? What? Stop hurting your family. If they're underpaying, that's because you and your husband, you know, the deacon of your family, you refuse to spare the rod on the children, because if your family's hurting, I got to think that's self-inflicted.
Well, from her perspective, perhaps. I mean, she has a well-paid day job, as you know. And there are folks that are not, you know, making it as well as perhaps they should. And I think Joe Biden addressed this. And what is Donald Trump's plan to help those that Senator Britt refers to?
Extend the tax cuts for the rich people, his constituents.
and it will trickle down. You know, I mean, okay, yes, while there are some folks that certainly can continue to need more help and need something more, what are you providing, Britt, Trump, MAGA? F your feelings, last I heard. But of course, I guess we just don't get it. Cut number 57, if you would please, Nate.
President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch. Under his administration, families are worse off. Our communities are less safe, and our country is less secure.
She sounds like she's...
All those things are false.
She sounds like she's doing a bad script read for Mean Girls. She's so bad. I mean, just, I can't get beyond the style points. I mean, the Russian judge might have given her a 9, Dom, but... I'm around a 3.5 on this.
A couple more here from Senator Britt in her rebuttal from the kitchen. Not sure if she was barefoot. Cut number 58, please. Age.
My husband, Wesley, and I just watched President Biden's State of the Union address from our living room. And what we saw was the performance of a permanent politician who has actually been in office for longer than I've been alive.
I think I refer to that as institutional wisdom. I prefer that than someone who's overly dramatic and states that the facts of the violence, I mean, the stats are down. I mean, it was quoted yesterday in the speech. We've talked about this before. The crime rates are actually down. They're down. That's just, I don't know what statistics you're looking at. Maybe you have an individual case you're thinking about, but when you say these things, and they're not only delivered in a very melodramatic way, they're also wrong. Dithering. Hey,
Dominic, is she too young to remember Star Trek? Because she is the spitting delivery of Captain Kirk.
Yeah. Let's play cut number 58 on the age, if we would please, Nate.
You mean 59? We just did, sure. 58.
Well, he's right, getting old. His brain slipping. Yeah,
59, dithering.
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
Yes, that's why we're going to vote for Joe Biden.
And not Donald Trump.
Let's skip the border policies going. Last one, we promise Senator Britt from Alabama. May we never have to hear this again. Cut number 61.
Mr. President, enough is enough. Innocent Americans are dying, and you only have yourself to blame.
Maggie Dawn, our fine lead-in colleague in broadcast, she pointed out to me here on International Women's Day.
Yeah.
They didn't give her much of a role. What if they'd have, you know, had the husband in the kitchen, maybe helping, cooking in the background? And then in the middle of her speech, she just turns around. Keep stirring that pot. Don't let that sauce thicken. I won't, dear. I won't. I mean, what if she'd shown some toughness in that kitchen? You know, like she's in charge.
They put her on a podium, or in a conference room, in a place of you know, authority, other than what's for dinner, mom. But this is the Republicans. Man, Tommy Tuberville said it. This is what they want. This is what they're into. What, a Handmaid's Tale? I don't know. Carrie? Just not great. Factually, you know, pretty inaccurate. The Republican Party is in disarray.
Worst part, I judge her for bad Tupperware. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Your Friday grievances. I know you people have problems. Now it's time to hear about it. 844-967-2789.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition of Happier Happy Hour, airing of the grievances. I got a few problems. Here they are. A, it's not this song. I love this song. Scott Walker used this song to, play himself out at the Iowa Freedom, Freedom, Freedom Summit, Tom. We were there, and the Dropkick Murphy said, "We literally hate you, Scott Walker." And then they used this song. Stop playing our song. They did give permission to use it in The Departed, and I love that movie. But this song also reminds me, you know, St. Paddy's Day coming up, Tom. March 17th. We'll have to find an occasion to tip some green beers, but your daughter, it'll be Isabella's birthday, right?
Yeah, born on St. Paddy's Day, poor kid.
Now, do you have Irish roots? I understand you'll be traveling to Ireland soon.
I am, yes. My mother-in-law is turning 80 this year, so in May, we're going to take her at her request. Ma, where you want to go? Anywhere you want to go. She wanted to go to Ireland. She's never been to Ireland yet. And so we're going to head out to Ireland in May. Looking forward to that trip.
And you're going to accompany her?
Well, yes, me and some family members, yes.
So you'll be off the radio. But my only concern for you, other than, of course, me and the audience will miss you greatly.
Of course.
But if you're in Ireland, Dom, aren't you concerned about your lucky charms?
Always have to be lucky charms.
Oh man,
you might be mistaken, leprechaun size, that you are.
I am a big fan of Lucky Charms. You know, I am a cook, a chef in some regard.
I've seen the cooking show, Dom. Those that haven't are missing an angry, drunken, profane classic. You know who should guest star on that show with you? Angry drunk Derek Van Orden.
Come on.
I mean, he's like
angry drunk. I'm not an angry drunk. I'm a happy drunk, man. He's an angry drunk.
I will shoot you in the face. I'm just okay. Throwing it out there.
Well, sometimes some people need to get shot in the face. Rhetorically speaking, of course.
You were giving me the Dick Cheney threat one night. 844-967-2789. Let's not keep threatening our audience. Let's get to them. Chris from Rice Lake, welcome back. What do you got?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, okay, guys. Good afternoon. How are we doing today?
Excellent.
Good, sir. Man. How are you doing?
Good, good. You know, I gave up watching those State of the Union addresses. I just can't stand it. I can't stand that standing up and cheering every 3 minutes and then the yelling back and forth. It is so disrespectful. These people are supposed to be the leaders of this nation, and they yell at each other like little kids. It's unbelievable.
Well, that was mostly Marjorie Taylor Greene and, of course, Wisconsin's own 3rd District Congressperson, Derek Van Orden. He was the first one to interrupt the president. Does it make you feel good when Wisconsin goes first?
Yeah.
But Chris, listen.
He might be your congressman up in Rice Lake. That's close to the 3rd, or you up in Tom Tiffany district.
Yeah, I know. I work in Eau Claire, so I got to deal with him half the time.
You know, perhaps our expectations are too high, Chris. I mean, of course, you know, the politicians are drawn from the communities, man. We our government is reflective of us, right? And if we get someone who's, you know, an angry drunk offering Crudy's wife a drink at 9 o'clock in the morning Central Time, and we don't like that, perhaps someone should try to replace him. But you know, ultimately, it's up to us, man. All this is our fault. I blame you.
Yeah, but his district is so gerrymandered, you're never going to get him out of there.
I think we will. Chris, I mean, have you seen this man? Have you seen his record since he's been in the Congress? Between yelling at teenagers, yelling at the president, yelling at young librarians, taking guns on airplanes, this guy's starting to build quite a track record, Chris. Be it Katrina Shanklin or Rebecca Cook, if they can't beat this guy, come on. Quit the sport.
I know. But let me ask you a question. Maybe you guys know the answer to this. He's got a bunch of stuff online about how he brought $27 million to the Chippewa area, you know, with this new, you know, with this farm bill and all this stuff. How did he vote on that? Did he vote for it or against it?
You know, specifically, Chris, I don't want to lie and say I know Derek Van Orden's voting record. He is on the Ag Committee, I believe, so that might be one of his specific things that he has been working on. He plays himself the gentleman farmer. I heard he used to work on a farm in high school with Dominic.
Oh, that was me.
he's a small business owner. His wife owns a cookie place. That's and I know, Crudy, you're going to go nuts over that, but that's his small business owner.
Well, Eric Hudby is a small business owner too. He owns just one small billion-dollar bank, right?
In California, maybe a couple of them.
Well, when you talk about the best and brightest from Wisconsin, I'm less clear that either Eric Hudby, and I heard his ad last night. It's Hudby.
Hudby, yes.
I was calling him Hudby, but, you know, emphasis on the ho, like sellout, you know, Laguna Beach sellout ho. But anyways, Hudby. And it's hard to say it's Wisconsin's best and brightest when one lived in Laguna Beach and the other one's also a carpetbagger. And the third, that's your insurrectionist, angry, drunken buddy, Derek Van Orden.
At least Hovde, I think, is, and John Nichols wrote a piece on the Cap Times recently, also from The Nation, where he, you know, ripped on Hovde for his ad, his announcement, hey, I'm running for Senate. And Hovde doesn't mention the word Wisconsin. Doesn't say where he's running for Senate at. But to John
Liberty
Nichols'
Bibberty.
Point,
maybe he screwed up all the takes and, you know, they got tired of trying to roll out a clean take. Maybe Hudby kept saying California. Damn it, Wisconsin.
But if you're going to, if I'm just to off the cuff compare a guy like Hudby, from what I can tell, and a guy like Van Orden, Hudby is way above, quote unquote, Van Orden. I mean, that's just, now they may vote for the same things, but their demeanor, their behavior, their moxie, their whatever, from what limited exposure I've seen to both of those guys, I mean, come on. You don't see Hovde out there checking out all the LGBTQ plus books at the library because he's mad about it, then yelling at the teenager who happens to be volunteering or working at the desk.
And Derek Van Orden would have to shave off his Fu Man to have that full porn stash. 844-967-2789. Eric Hudvey, I'd keep that porn stash through the entire campaign. That's a brand. You can build on that. John from Boaz. Welcome, John. What do you got?
Hey, John.
Hi, guys. This is the greatest radio show ever.
That's a brand you can build on.
I hope Donald Trump is not listening to your show tonight because I'm going to be critical about him. We open up the history books and take a look at what Hitler did to that country. He was not a good German. He hated his own father. And that's a lot of hate right there. You know what I mean, guys? I mean, you don't hate your dad, do you?
No, but Dom's kids do.
Well, Trump has got... He's also from Germany, but he's so much like a shooting from the hip. He is going to get himself in trouble, and I think Joe Biden did a real good job like last night because he'd been a pencil pusher for 40 years.
Well, seemed he's like a damn fine public speaker last night. I bet he got under Trump's skin. I think he was poking the beast.
Yes. Okay, back to you guys.
All right, John. Be well, man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, man.
Now, I mean, to Rico, but he wants some prior warning, so we're going to have to take another call. Rico, here's your one-call warning. You're second in the queue.
All right. 844, Rico on deck.
844-967-2789. Mark from the Sack of Patient Man. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And I read the transcript. I didn't watch the speech, and I've heard the outtakes of what was done. But I wonder if the woman was the Senator Hitt, or Britt, I guess, was as upset when Andre Aubrey was murdered by those two crackers down in Georgia, and she was so upset about Lakeland Riley being murdered. Well, I mean, it's irrelevant who murdered her to some extent, because it's horrible she was murdered. I mean,
But it's more horribler if she's murdered by an illegal, and we can make that a campaign issue, and the whole campaign can come down to one woman that we've all seen one photo of from Georgia, this poor now dead woman. And you got to feel for her family, and the president acknowledged that. He tried to be compassionate in real time. Mark, I thought he did a good job trying to balance compassion with shutting Marjorie Taylor Greene down in real time.
Well, as President Biden always does. I mean, let's remember that in 2006, I believe it was, Adrian Shelley was murdered by a immigrant, and that was during Bush's administration. There wasn't a hue and cry for George Bush's head over the fact that happened.
And that's the part about it, Mark. It's so political. It is, and it's disgusting because they're trying to take such an advantage of it. And my understanding was the victim's family was invited, and they did decline, and the person who invited them left an empty seat for them. But will any of these Republicans remember the victim's name in 10 years from now? I mean, this is just a political cycle for right here and right now. And when you have an opportunity with a bipartisan border bill to address some of the real concerns that lots of people have with our migration policies in this country, and let's not forget, we're all migrants here, unless you're from the indigenous tribes, we're all migrants, one way, shape, or form. I mean, people are coming here for opportunity. This is what we want, the shining light on the hill thing, right? Opportunity and safety. Raise your family, practice your religions, whatever it may be. Man, people just want to live their lives. And this is the best country in the world to try to do that. And so while we claim we want people to come in, right? But only certain people, according to some Republicans. And if something happens, and if someone comes in and does some harm, and that does happen, I mean, but most of the crimes committed by domestic citizens, I mean, look at, I don't know, January 6th, for example. You know, so the folks that would be so beside themselves because of an undocumented migrant committed a crime will give a pass to the entirety of the quote-unquote patriots, as President Biden pointed out yesterday. They're not patriots. They're insurrectionists. Well, they'll give them a pass because it's not a political talking point for them, Mark. And that's just the disgusting part of it. They act like they care, and they really don't.
Rico, you better be ready. Rico from Rock County, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico. Hey, guys. I got, oh, my Lord. Hey, oh, Dark Brandon slaps, man. I mean, come on, guys. You got to get with it. You didn't see him coming before he even got up to the podium last night, you idiots. I saw it. I was ready for it. I'm sure Dom was ready for it. I'm sure Crudy was ready for it. I'm sure most people in this listening audience was ready. And still, you let the doddering old guy Joe play you like a fiddle. He was a grand puppeteer last night. You know, that's the way I feel. You know, oh, I smell a little hint of Metallica there. Didn't they do a puppet song one time? Anyway, that's all I got to say, man. You know what? I'm going to end it right there. Just take that and chew on it. How do you let this guy get away with this time and time and time again? He plays you like the fools you really are and rubs it right in your face for all Americans to see. We the people, we're watching. We see this. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Have a wonderful weekend, Rico. They stuck it right in your ear.
How can I be, to his point, he sold as a dithering old man, but, well, he really played us. He gets away with all this stuff, and, you know, he's a grand conspirator of the Biden crime family. And he just laid down the lumber last night. Well done, President Biden.
Come back. Laying down the lumber, one last segment could be yours. Air the grievances, 844-967-2789.
They're magically delicious.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, you got a grievance you want to air, it's Friday. That's what we do at 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Busted Pencil show is coming up next.
Dom, there are a couple of notable texts. I've been reading the text line during the commercial breaks. Here's one of them. Is Dom going to be the next guest chef on former UW lacrosse chancellor's YouTube cooking show, Cooking with Joe and Dom? Naked.
Naked cooking. Hey, I'm cooking. Fine with that. Just don't cook the bacon naked because that gets a little hot.
Jim from Evansville says, Senator Britt sounded like she was on a video call with the police and President Biden was somewhere in the house. The call is coming from inside the house. Get out. That was the weirdest toned rebuttal speech, quite frankly, any speech I've ever heard done. And I've heard you speak on the radio many times.
Yes, many times. I don't know. I mean,
and what is our standard, Dom, on the radio? Like, if informally, yeah,
we have one standard. Don't crap the bed.
And did she crap the bed, Dom? Yes. There's one clear answer. It's yes.
I mean, maybe a little stain. It's hard. Here's what I don't get. I mean, she seems like an intelligent woman. You know, I mean, she's accomplished. She's an attorney. She's a senator. Who coached her? Was anybody else involved? You know, is this what they tried to do? Be the barefoot wife, emotional wife in the kitchen, talking about making everybody scared. And then laughing in 1 minute and crying the next. It was just so super strange. It's hard for me to believe that this is her. I don't know her. I mean, she was what, a press secretary at some point, you said? So
I had heard that from Maggie Dunn, and I found it very hard to believe because that would imply that she's delivered some public statements prior.
Right, man. So I question the preparation, certainly.
The chemical balance, like the lithium, might have thrown her a little bit off. Something was a little bit off. That's all I'm saying.
It seemed like an overly dramatic forensics meet.
Captain Kirk was the judge. It was really for an audience of one, right? Her audience was Donald Trump.
And he approved. Thumbs great. Up.
Thought so it was great. That
tells you everything about Donald Trump's judgment in case you had any questions. You know, there's another example. Stick it on great. The list.
844-967-2789. Let's get some final grievances in for this fine week, Dom. L.A. Tom, we the people, welcome back.
Hey, Tom.
Absolutely, guys. First off, I hope Rocco's Rock's puppy's doing well that he got last
Rico's.
Week.
Yeah, yeah. We know who you mean, though.
Rico's. Yeah, I call him the Rock. Just so he sounds like a rock. I like that.
We got a buddy from college named Rock. He's still got our 3-foot bong.
There you go. Sounds like a party to me. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. The corporations are not the government. We the people are. And I just want to say Joe Biden hit a home run last night. What an exciting, it wasn't just a speech, but it was a policy speech. It was all about the different things that actually happened with policy. I do have to say that we in California here call Eric Hovde OC Eric. So
Orange County Eric. Baby. That's where all the money's at.
Orange County Eric. That's where he really is from. OC Eric. So anyone that knows OC Eric, that's who's running there in Wisconsin.
Well, that's very similar to Derek Van Orden because we call him Agent Orange.
You're right, Tom. Hey, man, thanks for coming. Always love to hear from you. Got lots of folks on the line. Let's get to them. Kind of a speed round here. Let's go. Eric from Lodi. Back in Lodi again. Welcome, Eric. What do you got?
Hey, Eric.
Yeah, hey. I just wanted to say my grievance was, you know, every time you have a State of the Union, there's always some applause line that can get everybody up, you know, like whether it's praising the military or something like that.
Yeah.
And right. So the one, but they didn't do that for any of it. They just sat there the whole time. And the one that really kind of ground my gears was where Biden was trying to get them to take a stand against violence against election workers and our democracy. Yeah,
political violence, right.
Right. They couldn't even take a stand on that. I mean, literally, they had an opportunity to take a stand and they did not. That's so don't, you know, when you have guys like CJ saying, oh, well, he wasn't the unifier. Well, those people didn't want to be unified. So.
Sorry to cut you short, Eric. By the way, CJ has been banned for the next month.
So. Well, and half of those folks, I mean, political violence, if they're supporting the J6 insurrection, they kind of, you know, support the political violence because that's what that was.
Northwoods Terry, welcome. What's your grievance?
Hey, Terry.
My grievance, it ain't a grievance. Joe did a hell of a job last night. But he made a point about the border that I didn't realize or hadn't heard before about migrants paying $8,000 to the cartel to smuggle them to the border. And then they get a site they come across through the ports of entry, and then they disappear for 68 years waiting to hear their asylum hearing to come to fruition.
Yeah, I think Joe's implication was if we accelerate the number of judges processing these cases and it's 6 months and not 6 years, there's no financial upside to come if you're going to get thrown out in 6 months.
That's right. How are you going to recoup that $8,000 you just spent?
Right.
That's the point, the implication he was making, I think, guys. So,
Yeah. Good point, Terry. Appreciate it, man. Jimmy K from Madison, you're up next. Happy Friday, Jimmy. What do you got?
Well, did you happen to see the pre-coverage before the speech on MSNBC with the shots of Lindsey Graham? That dude was drunk last night. He was swaying. He couldn't even stand up straight.
Jimmy K, you think he was partying with Derek Van Orden? I hear it was quite a party down at his chambers.
The one shot where Biden called him out during the speech, Lindsey Graham had the big perma grin on. It was hilarious.
By the end, I had a big perma grin as well, Jimmy Kay. I enjoyed the president's speech. 32 plus million people. And independents, apparently, what, 11 points better? Their opinion of
17
Joe? 17.
17, yes.
I hate to short the man. Have a great weekend. The Busted Pencils is next. Don't forget, Morning Cannoli with our friend Jim Santel. We'll be back on Monday. We're going to kick ass and take names. And we're all out of bubble gum.
Fuck.
Hey, Nate. Thanks, Nate.